Diego, your queen is going to present genomic prediction accuracy of single-family versus multiple-family training populations in soybean nested association mapping populations.
Hi, everybody. I'm Diego Jarquin. Thank you for your attention today. I'm going to talk about the objectives of this research along the presentation due to the restrictions with the time. So I'm going to talk first about the soynam structure. We have, in this case, four biparental populations with just one common parent, Iowa Terry 23, acting as hoop parent. In the screen, you can see in the right side the diagram of these different populations. For each family, we have 140 recombinant inbred lines, and each inbred line and the parents were genotyped at 5,300 SNPs. And these materials were tested in 3 years, 2011, 12, and 13, in 9 locations. Not all the locations were tested in all the years. So we have a total of 18 environments, defining environment as the combination between location and year combination. We have 3 different groups of families in this population. In group 1, we have those families with 70 families with a parent with hat yield. In group 2, we had 15 families with a parent with a diverse ancestry. And in group 3, or G3, we have 8 plant introductions coming from different parts of the world, also known as exotic parents. Regarding the data composition, we have a total of 62,572 unique combinations for line within family by year by location. Records, after applying some quality controls, we have 60,814 phenotypes to work with the analysis. In the right side of the screen, you can see the number of phenotypic records tested each year and at each location. So it seems like it's pretty much balanced for 2012 and 2013. The data is public available at the Soynam R package. Developers are Alan Carr, Javier, William Bibis, Jen Speak, Brian Dewars, William Moore, and Kathy Rayner. The materials for this analysis, we have blobs, a total of 5,070 accessions computed using the blob 1 function in the Soynam package. Care was taken to account for different sources of variation and also for correction using checks as fixed effects, environments, and genotypes were considered as random effects. In this case, 8 traits were measured: yield, kilograms per hectare, maturity in days, height in centimeters, lodging scores between 1 to 5, size in 100 grams of seed, oil, protein, and fiber in percentage in seed. Okay, regarding the methods that we use in this analysis, as is common for you, we use the GS genomic selection methods. So, in principle, to do genomic selection, we need a data set containing a group of phenotypes and genotypes, and we use a model. We train a model using this information to perform predictions in unobserved genotypes. So in this case, we use the common gblot model to perform predictions in the unobserved accessions. So at the end, we compute the common correlation between predicted and observed values to have an idea about how well we are doing our predictions. Okay. The first goal of this research was evaluate the effects of training composition on predicted ability at the family level. In this case, we have 3 different cross-validation schemes. In the first one is Caleb Lee out within families. In this case, we attempt to perform predictions within each family using information, predicting one individual at a time within each family, and we repeat this procedure for all the families. We have this representation in the left side. So the second one is leave one out group. So we take out one entirely family and we use the remaining families as training set, and we perform the predictions on the missing family. So finally, we have the leave one out across families. We combine information from the same family where we want to perform predictions and from the remaining families. So we repeat this procedure across all the individuals in all the families. The second study, we attempt to predict those families in group one. You remember at the beginning I talked about the groups of families. We have 17 families with a parent with high yield. So in this case, we also work with three different ways to combine information using different sources. For the first case, we have G1-2-3. In this case, we use information from families 1, 2, and 3. From families in groups 1, 2, and 3 to perform predictions in those families within group 1. So in the second case, in the middle, we take out the information of the families in group 3, and we use information from our families 2 and 1 to perform predictions in those families in group 1. And finally, we use information of those families in group 1 to perform predictions in one of these, on each of these families in this group. So regarding the results, we have for the first study that when we use information from other families, we improve our predictions in average. For example, for yield, when we use information from the same family, let's say that is our baseline or our reference value, we got a prediction accuracy of 0.25. When we use information exclusively from other families, this moves to 0.32. And when we combine all the available information, we got 0.35. So we have almost the same trend for all the remaining traits. So, but in all these cases, the best results were obtained when we use the information from all the families, and also the information in the family where we are trying to perform predictions. We have two plots in the screen. In the left, in the white axis, we have the correlation obtained using the reference cross-validation scheme. This means we use the information of the same family. In the left side, we have in the y-axis the correlation obtained using exclusively information from other families, but not about the family where we want to perform predictions. So in the right side, we have the case in the y-axis where we use all the available information. So for grand yield, I think the numbers are very small, but for grand yield, we have the percentage of times for these 40 families where the alternative cross-validation scheme did or performs better than the reference cross-validation scheme. In this case, in the left side, we have 77% of the times use of information exclusively from other families, we obtain a better result. So in the right side, we have this moves to 85% of the times. So we are doing a better job including information from other families. So we use focus in two different families, particular families. In family 10, we saw that it's difficult perform predictions for yield using information exclusively from the same family. So when we include all information from other families, we improve the correlations. It moves from 0.24 to 0.35 to 0.40. So, however, when we perform predictions within the same family, and we use focus in the top 10% of the predicted values is from that yield, we want to increase the yield. We have in 70% of the cases, the performance observed in the field was above the mean, so we are still doing a good job with predictions. In the second case, seems like we did a bad job doing the predictions because we have only 50% of these accessions with a performance above the mean in the field. And in the last case, we have 100% of the accessions with a performance above the mean of the selected accession. But in case 2 and 3, it seems like we have a better fit. So one of the problems in the first case is of these 10% of selected accessions, 0.07% has a performance or in the lower 10% in the field. So it's something bad. So, but in other cases, we don't have any accessions in a bad position. Okay, the second family is family 42. Again, the correlations improves when we include information from other families and also from the same family. So the correlation moves from 0.35 to 0.31. We lose a little bit the accuracy, and finally goes to 0.45. So if we select the top 10% of the predicted accessions, we have in the first case, 75% have a performance above the mean. In the second case, it moves to 79%, and finally it goes up to 92%. So we are still doing a good job including information from other families. So in the second study, where the objective was perform predictions exclusively in those families in group 1, we have, in general, that when we include information from other families, we perform a little better than when we use information from the families in the same in group 1. So, but the best results were obtained when we have a balance between the number of families or the group of families that we include. So the results were shown when we consider only families in groups 1 and 2. So again, in the plots, we have in the x-axis the correlation obtained with those families in group 1. And for the left panel, we have those families, the correlations with families in group 1 and 2. And in the right side, we have the correlation with families 1, 2, and 3. So we have that for yield, in both cases, 47% of the times, the performance of the alternative of the alternative training set was better. This improves when we consider, for example, lodging, protein, oil. This moved to 75, 65, 82, 59, and 82%. So we are still doing a good job with the predictions. So regarding the conclusions, we have for the first study, in average for all traits, we have when we include information from other families and also from the same family, we improve the predictions. So however, it seems like the best way to conform this training set is use all the available information. So we recommend use all the information that we have. For the second study, we observed that in general, combined information from groups 1, 2, and 3 perform better than use all information from groups 1. However, it seems like combining information from groups 1 and 2 gives a better result. Finally, we have the combined information from related biparental populations, families, helps to improve the predictability. So I want to say thank you to the North Central Soybean Research Program, to the Soylent Project, the Nebraska Soybean Board, and to the University of Nebraska for funding this project.